Street, Paul. Sue de Moissac has been pedaling her way along St. Paul's streets during the month of August as she continues in her journey to do what she can to raise funds to fight kids' cancer. She has taken on the Great Cycle Challenge for the sixth year in a row despite having battled through a knee replacement earlier this year and painful sciatica. She says her focus is always on the children who are in the fight of their lives against a deadly disease. Close to 20,000 riders from across Canada are participating in this year's challenge, and together they've logged over 2.7 million kilometers and raised in excess of $8.4 million so far this month. Since its inception in 2016, the national event has raised almost $22 million for research to develop treatments and find a cure for childhood cancer. De Moissac began riding a bicycle for exercise because walking hurt, and so she became involved in the Great Cycle Challenge as a way to combine her new interest in cycling while helping raise funds for a cause close to her heart. I realized I knew four kids that went through cancer, she said, adding the first year, 2016, was a learning one for her as she was unsure as to how many kilometers she could achieve and how much money she could raise. I'd never done this before, so I said, well, if I ride 10 kilometers 20 days out the month, allowing for bad weather and all of that, I should be able to do that, and I did. In the following years, De Moissac said she worked to increase the distance and her fundraising goal annually, and overall since 2016 has logged 2,751 kilometers and raised just over $22,000, numbers that change daily as the month-long event continues. Her participation in this year's challenge was up in the air. Knee surgery in May and a delayed start on physiotherapy made her think she'd have to sit this one out. But she persevered, and with a great physiotherapist who knew how much I wanted to ride, De Moissac said she was able to continue her journey. By Sunday, she had pedaled her way along 502 kilometers, exceeding her 500km goal and raised $6,630. She tries to ride 7 days a week during the month-long event and sometimes twice a day. Her husband, Pierre, will sometimes join her for an evening ride. This year, when it looked like I wouldn't be able to ride, he said, I'll ride for you, but I'm not doing no 600 kilometers. I also had a friend who said she'd be willing to ride for me too. She averages about 15 kilometers a day, depending on weather and whoever decides to join her on a ride on any given day, including two young granddaughters. The distance can vary, physical pain and the weather can at times be challenging, but her determination never wavers. For De Moissac, it is about the children and the difference she can make as one person. Anyone interested in supporting De Moissac's efforts can find her on the Great Cycle Challenge website at greatcyclechallenge.ca.